A state rebate and longer-range batteries might make owning an electric vehicle more appealing in New York. WAER's Chris Bolt is testing out what a day in the life of an EV is like.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
So if every day you might be driving an EV, that's electric vehicle, there are things you're probably naturally curious about. I put that idea to friends, relatives, and workmates when I got the chance to test drive the Chevy Bolt, and they had plenty of questions. The two most often asked were about charging and battery range.
You first come to the side of the car just like you'd fill up gas and open the door to what would in a normal car be the gas fill up, but there's a plug in there. Then you come to the charger that is right here at the edge of the parking lot. And its little beep indicates that it's ready to go. And that beep indicates that it has started charging.
This is one of 15 chargers at the Washington Street Municipal Parking Lot in Syracuse.
Now, this Chevrolet Bolt has an estimated maximum range of about 200 miles. So we'll see after charging it for a few hours how much distance we get.
Now, as I was charging, right next to me was Rob, who owns a different type of EV, a Chevy Volt. That's Volt with a V as in vehicle. It's a hybrid with an electric and gas engine that can be driven in all-electric mode, which Rob does most of the time.
Right now, I think it's got to be 85%, almost 90%.
He had a shorter range EV in the past and found charging a little slower than expected.
If it's really low, if the battery's down, it takes more than an overnight to charge it up all the way because it's such a larger battery than what I was used to. But for normal commuting, it's fine. At these places where they've got the 220, it's a lot quicker.
There are other plug-in hybrids on the market, and for shorter trips and commutes, people could run all electric much of the time. Other types of hybrids switch back and forth, with the gas engine charging the batteries for electric driving. Let's check out how my Bolt is doing on the charger.
So we're back at the car at the charging station trying to figure out how much in just a little over 3 hours we got on the charge on the Chevy Bolt. So I've told the charging station that we're done charging for now, and it beeped. You might be able to hear the Polish festival in the background. And now turning the car on, we'll get a chance to see how much charge we got. So the charge gauge, or fuel gauge, says 139 miles. It was at about 53 miles, I believe, when we started charging. So doing some quick math, that's about 86 miles of distance on the charge that we got in a little over 3 hours. So that's a little less than 30 miles of charge per hour of charging.
So with that level of charge, if you had a 12-mile commute each way, you could run all work week on that charge.
One more word about charging the battery. When you brake the car, it actually has what they call regenerative charging or regenerative braking. It actually uses the momentum of the car in the braking system to add some charge back to the battery. And with this Chevy Bolt, there's a mode you can put it into so that the brakes engage even as you take your foot off the gas. So that adds to that regenerative braking and actually slows the car quite fast, which takes some getting used to, but it is recharging your battery.
I have the EV a couple more days, so I'll check in at the end of the week on what it's like to drive and the experience on a longer trip. People also had questions about cost of charging, acceleration, and if there are environmental issues for the materials in the extended range batteries. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
In 2011, there were fewer than 1,000 hybrid and electric vehicles on the road in New York. In the 5 years since, more than 20,000 EVs have been sold in the state. Long-range EVs such as the Chevy Bolt are expected to increase sales. For more on these and other stories, go to WAER.org.